Okay, let's head over to Wanderlust Wednesday. Candace Smithy, a South African citizen, is currently stranded in Indonesia, which is a different kind of approach, I suppose, to Wanderlust Wednesday. We wanted to talk about some of the people who are left out in the out in various parts of the world. You would have heard in the news about 1,500 South Africans are out there, not on an immigration perspective, not from an immigration perspective, which Candace happens to be, but from a traveling perspective, and the DIRCO department is looking at where they can help those that are out there, is to my understanding at least. I will confirm that shortly. But Candace has just moved to Bali with her fiancé and joins us now to discuss this. Candace Smithy, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, how are things over there in Bali?
They're all right. We're healthy for now, so we're just trying to stay positive through the situation.
All right. So talk to me about when you realized or when COVID-19 began to hit Indonesia. How did things go for you and your fiancé? What are the two of you doing over there?
Well, we moved here only at the beginning of February, so about a month ago. And he got a job at a gym, which appeals to international clients. So okay. Indonesia has been known, the government has been known that he lied about the amount of cases. So we didn't really have a true understanding of what was going on until about 2 weeks ago. The gym started emptying out. People were urged to leave immediately. And my fiance actually lost his job. So we decided, okay, well, we can't be stuck in Indonesia with no income. We need to get home. We already had a flight for the 24th of March, last week Tuesday.
Okay.
And that was with Emirates. So we were going home and that was it. We decided that's the end of our stay here. We were happy to head home. We tried to check in online for that Emirates flight last week and it just completely disappeared from our bookings. And then we decided, okay, we're going to go to the airport and find out what's going on. And it was honestly like something out of a movie. All the boards had canceled next to it. We tried to speak to anyone that could let us know what was going on. Eventually, somebody came out and said, contact your embassies. No more Emirates flights are leaving. The flight that we were supposed to be on was only for UAE nationals and flight crew.
Oh, no.
So we were literally stuck. And then we just panicked. We didn't know what to do. Then try to contact our embassy, who has not been helpful at all. Really? Cannot get through to them. We managed to get onto a WhatsApp group. There are actually 94 of us South Africans stuck in Indonesia. Mm-hmm. We've all tried to help each other, pull through, give each other support. But basically, from everyone in the group that's tried to contact the embassy, there's been a 1.25% response rate. So they are not actually helping us at all. We can't even get through to them.
Has the country shut down officially, or was the emptying out of the gym just something that the company did?
No. So the country has not shut down. It's still running as usual. Okay. The thing is, obviously, being a resort island, as they say, all the tourists have started leaving, so the businesses are shutting down because they have no funds to
Sure.
You know.
But the reason,
and also in terms of the hotels, they're also starting to shut down because there's no customers. So from the group that of us that are stuck in Indonesia, our main concern is also like being left out, stuck on the streets because the hotels are shutting their doors to us because they can't afford to stay open for such a little amount of customers.
Of course. No, the reason I was asking whether the country had officially shut down is arguably the DIRCO office should be open then. So in terms of, you were saying you weren't able to get hold of the embassy. So our
yes.
embassy should be open because there's operations still on the go, at the very least on skeleton staff. Now, just out of interest, so you were saying they're not necessarily able to accommodate you at hotels. You had not actually settled into your own home yet at that point.
We have actually got our own home.
Okay.
I'm speaking as well for everyone else that's stuck here.
I hear you.
So we're the lucky one that has rent until the middle of the month.
Mm-hmm.
But others that are stuck in hotels are facing maybe being chucked onto the streets.
Sure. Okay, Candace, this is quite hectic. Now, just help me understand, why did the Emirates flight not... Oh, it was going to stop in UAE.
Yes,
and not carry on to South Africa.
Yes, because Emirates announced that they were stopping their flights from the Wednesday.
Oh.
So
we
thought we would have made it just in time, but we didn't.
have they reimbursed you?
No, there's been no contact from Emirates. Actually, quite shockingly enough,
what?
We are very disappointed in them. No one has contacted us at all. Just removed the booking from our trips. So we won't be flying with Emirates again. However, Qatar has made a promise to get their citizen or to get everyone home. I'm sure you've heard. So we then booked a flight with Qatar at exorbitant price. Because we did not want to be stuck in a third world country here with not enough healthcare, no means of getting support from people here. So we were like, we need to get out. We booked that flight knowing that the president made his speech on the Monday saying it is your constitutional right to be allowed back into South Africa. So we were like, okay, we will get back into South Africa. And then 24 hours before lockdown, he announced that shutdown means no international or domestic flights. So then even at that stage, when he made that announcement, I had my parents phoning the airport company, South Africa. They still didn't know whether flights would be allowed in or not. Qatar had no idea. I'd even checked in online and received my boarding pass.
Wow.
And then eventually it was like, no, sorry, your flight's being canceled because South Africa closed their borders. Qatar were more than willing to get us home, but they had closed the borders, so they couldn't physically fly us there.
And this is where you really did need to have contact with the International and Relations and Cooperation Department to assist.
Yes, and there has been no contact. However, we did get one response saying that we can charter a plane for 25 million rand, which is absolutely absurd. No one can afford that.
Well, it looks as though, yes. I mean, it looks as though the minister at the moment is talking about being able to assist 94 people to me is a significant number. Do the majority of you want to come home?
This is the 94 of us that have signed forms to get home. There are about 120 of us on the group.
Yeah.
Some of them are expats that live here that are trying to offer help how they can. But the number 94 is how many people need to get home. There's also people here with health conditions, risks. They need their medication. They just want to be safe in the borders. Everyone has said they are willing to be put into quarantine. They just want to be home, you know?
Yeah. I mean, let's see what the minister goes on to say, or if we can find out a little bit more from the department. I'm so sorry, Candace. This is a harrowing experience. It's scary enough dealing with COVID-19 and then dealing with it without the infrastructure that you're accustomed to in a different language, Nogal. I know they speak English in the main in Bali, and they're very nice, very welcoming generally, the people, but that's at the resorts where there are tips involved. I don't know how the government is. So I'm really hopeful that we're going to get some kind of clarity and that they'll lift the ban, because even if, you know, I think it looks as though you need to have a negotiation government to government here. Right?
This is exactly it. And in Dr. Pando's speech yesterday, they said that the airlines and the SAC need to be in contact regarding flights allowed to land.
Mm.
Now, we don't have the power to contact these people
That's
to
it.
Be like, hey, listen here, can you allow Qatar to land?
Right.
All of us have got tickets. Just let us land, you know?
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping this gets sorted out. As I say, we'll try and find out a bit more. What a nightmare. Candace, I'm really sorry about this for you and your fiancé. I'm glad you have each other, though.
It's very difficult. We have been very good in terms of self-isolating. We haven't left our house.
Mm.
I know all the South Africans on the group as well. They're very serious about staying away from people, not being in contact. But the main concern is we just want to get home.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do whatever it takes, you know.
Absolutely. Candace Smithy there, South African citizen who's stranded out in Indonesia, as are almost 1,500 of other South Africans, but having experienced some really unfair treatment there. Really hope Emirates does right by them, as well as Qatar, if they do need to change that ticket. Indonesia, of course, sitting at 1,414 cases at the moment. 122 deaths. They got their first case on the 1st of March. So that seems like quite a relatively stable number considering how long ago that started. So hopefully they remain quite safe.